各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
在我们人世间有很多不同的关系。
And in this lifetime of ours, there are different kinds of relationships.
譬如说，我们有夫妻的关系。
For example, we have the relationship of husband and wife.
或是兄弟的关系。
Or the relationship of brothers.
或者是朋友的关系。
Or the relationship of friendship.
但是如果我们从圣经里面看。
But from the Bible, we can see.
第一种出现的关系是什么呢
？What is the first kind of relationship that is written in the Bible？
我们请看《路加福音》第三章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 3.
路加福音第三章三十八节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38.
路加福音第三章三十八节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, and the son of Adam, the son of God.
从二十三节到三十八节是记载主耶稣他的家谱。
As we can see, starting from verse 23 until verse 38, this is the family line of the Lord Jesus Christ.
古代的人，每一个人都有家谱。
In the past, everyone had their family line.
中国人跟犹太人都是一样。
It's the same for the Chinese people and also for the Jewish people.
家谱很重要。
It's very important to have this family line.
知道我们从哪里来。
So that we may know where we come from.
所以从主耶稣那个时候一直推上去。
Starting from our Lord Jesus, our God, and we move this all the way upwards.
这里推到最上面，发觉一个关系。
And from all this, we can see there's only one relationship.
第一个父亲是谁呢
？Who is the first father？
第一个父亲不是猴子。
The first father is not a chimpanzee。
人不是从猴子变出来的。
Man did not evolve from monkeys。
第一个人也不是从石头爆出来的。
The first man did not come out from the rock either。
第一个人是神创造出来的。
The first man was created by God himself。
这里说赛特是亚当的儿子。
Here it says.The son of Seth, the son of Adam.
那亚当是第一个人。
And Adam was the first man.
那爸爸又是谁呢
？And who is Adam's father?
这里说亚当就是神的儿子。
Here says Adam, the son of God.
第一种出现的关系就是父子之间的关系。
So the first relationship that happened in the Bible that we can see is a relationship of father and son.
好，我们每一个人都有两个父亲。
All of us here, we have two fathers.
第一个父亲就是生我们肉身的父亲。
The first father is the father that had us come into this world.
而第二个父亲呢，就是我们属灵的父亲，就是我们的神。
The second father is our spiritual father, which is our God.
我们知道父亲节快到了。
We know that Father's Day is coming near.
最近收到一些广告的资料，都在讲什么呢？
And I see a lot of flyers lately, and what is it all talking about?
现在的商人会抓住每一个节日来推销他们的商品。
Businessmen nowadays are very wise, so therefore they catch hold of all seasons and all different kinds of holidays, so they can advertise their product.
所以现在讲的就是 Father's Day sale 就是父亲节的东西。
So in all the flyers, they say it's Father's Day sale.
音响啊，摄影机啊，电脑啊，都是 Father's Day sale 的重点。
Stereos, computers, and also TVs, all of these are the focus of the Father's Day sale.
让人家有一个错觉。
So that people have this wrong concept.
父亲所要的就是那些东西了。
That the father, what the father really wants is all those material things.
只要你买一个这种东西给他，他就会很高兴。
As long as you buy something like that for them, they'll feel very happy.
但是我们来想一个问题。
But let us think about one problem here.
父亲到底想要什么？
What does our father want from us?
这是我们今天的主题，父亲的心声。
This is the topic for our mutual encouragement today, the heart of the father.
我们地上的父亲到底想要些什么？
What is our father that is in this world wants from us?
如果我们可以了解地上的父亲想要什么的话，
If we can understand what does our father want in this world,
要了解神也不难。
Then it won't be as hard to understand what God wants.
因为神本来就是我们的父。
Because our father in heaven,Is our father.
神会借着人与人之间的父子这个关系，来让我们了解这个抽象的看不见神与人之间的关系。
Because God will use this father and son relationship that is in this world for us to understand the love of Him and us.
那么到底父亲想要些什么呢
？Then what is it that our father want from us？
第一点。
The first point.
这是父亲呢，很想要看见孩子。 听见孩子的声音。
The first is that the father really wants to see the child and also really wants to hear the child.
我们请看撒母耳记上的第十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上第十七章。
Sorry, yeah. 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上的第十七章十七到十八节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 and 18.
撒母耳记上十七章十七到十八节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 17 and 18. Now Jesse said to his son David, Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to the camp. 18. Take along these 10 cheese to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them.
这里记载有一个老爸叫做耶西。
Here we can see there's his father named Jesse.
他有很多个儿子。
He had many sons.
但是儿子都长大了。
But all the sons have all grown up.
这个时候国家遇到外敌。
And at this time, the country faces invaders.
这是非常厉害的非利士人。
Which are the very strong Philistines.
常常欺负以色列人。
Oftentimes they would fight and bully the Israelites.
所以当时的国王扫罗王就征召当时的年轻人出去打仗。
And therefore,The time the king Saul had told all the young youths to go out to fight in war.
但是根据摩西的律法，如果有儿子不能通通出去打仗，起码留最小的那个在那边。
But according to the law of Moses, not all the sons can go out into war to fight. You must leave at least the youngest one at home.
所以当时啊，大卫的所有的哥哥都去打仗。
So at that time, all the brothers of David went out into war.
只有大卫，他也还没有完全的成长，在留在家里看养。
Except for David, because he was still young, therefore he stayed at home.
有一天呢，这个爸爸耶西啊，就跟儿子大卫讲。
And therefore, one day, this father Jesse told his son David.
你去拿一些食物。
And go bring some food.
一些饼。
And some bread.
赶快帮我送到军营里面去。
And quickly bring this into the camp.
交给你的哥哥们。
To bring it to your brothers.
那么看到他们的时候。
And when you see how your brothers are.
除了送一点礼物给官长。
Other than just giving presents to the commanders,
还要拿他们一封信回来。
But also bring back assurance, a letter from them.
读到这里的时候，我觉得是蛮感动的。
When I read to this part, I thought it was quite touching.
一个男人年轻的时候会想他的爱人，他的妻子。
A man, when they're still in their time of their youth, what they think about is their lover, their wife.
中年的时候常常会想到他的朋友，他的嗜好。
And when during their middle age, they'll often think about their friends and their hobbies.
但是如果年老了,
But once they get old,
尤其是如果身体也不是很好的话,
especially when they're not that healthy anymore,
尤其是如果老伴也不在的话,
especially when their other half is no longer with them,
老爸唯一的寄托就是终日想要看到儿子。
The only thing that the father wants is to see their sons.
父亲跟儿子的感情啊,都是慢慢来培养的。
The relationship of son and also the father takes time to establish.
跟妈妈不一样。
It's different than mother.
妈妈因为肚子怀孕，所以一生出来 baby 就跟妈妈很亲近了。
It's different from the mother because the mother gave birth to the child. So once the child is born, the child is very close to the mother.
但是爸爸跟儿子的关系呢，是要长期的培养。
But the relationship of the father and the son needs this long period of time to establish.
记得我第一次当爸爸的时候啊，去医院产房啊，看到两个东西跑出来，有点不知所措。
I remember the first time when I went into the labor room to see my wife give labor, when two things popped out, I didn't know what to do.
我都不想抱他们两个。
I didn't even want to hold them in my hands.
不是说这是你的儿子，你要抱他。
And then.Doctor said, "This is your son. You must hold him in your arms."
那么小，好像很危险呢，不要抱比较好。
And I said, "Oh, that's too dangerous. They're too young. I shouldn't hold them."
是爸爸跟孩子关系刚开始是不是很近的
？Because the relationship of the father and the son, the beginning is not that close.
人越老就越会想儿女。
But as men get older, the more they think about their children.
你看这个大卫的爸爸耶西啊，那么老还顾着孩子在军营，不晓得吃的好不好。
You can see here this father Jesse, even though he is so old already, he still thinks about his sons that are in the camp and either or not they're being fed well.
特别提到大卫，你去的时候不单只是你看他们哦，还要拿一封家书回来。
And he tells David again and to make sure that once you go there, not only do you see them and bring them food, you must bring assurance back from them.
这个耶西啊，多想他的孩子们。
We can see how much Jesse misses his sons.
就算他的孩子不一定表现很好。
And even though the sons might not have been that good in manners.
但是他还是很想他们的。
But still he misses them dearly.
中国人有句话。
There's this Chinese saying.
叫做家书抵万金。
That the family
letter,
the family letter is better than all books in the world.
好，就是会比一万块金子还更贵重的意思。
Sorry, that the letter from a family member is better than a lot of money.
所以我们今天我们的父亲想要什么呢？
So today, what is it that our father wants from us?
第一点要的并不是我们的物质。
The first thing that they want is not the material things.
是重要的是，当我们的父亲或者母亲在想念我们的时候，我们有。没有给他想念的道呢
It is that one time when our fathers really misses us, do we actually go and let them see us?
今天的生活都很忙碌。
Today, all our lives are very busy.
不可能常常跟父母住在一起。
It's not possible for us to always live with our parents.
我们忙到好像在外面打仗一样。
We're so busy to a point that it's almost like battling out there every day.
有时候生死都还没有知道。
And sometimes we don't know even who has won the victory.
但是这个爸爸说要一封信回来就好了。
And when they're out in war, this father, all he wanted was a letter from them.
不一定要每天回来看我。
You don't have to come visit me every day.
有空写给一封信。
Just when you have time, please write me a letter.
今天人不喜欢写信了。
Today, people don't like to write letters.
打 email 也可以了。
It's okay if you write emails.
如果 email 不行。
And if you don't write emails,
电话也可以代替了。
And the phone can substitute that email as well.
我记得我出来献身的时候。
I remember when I offered myself up
to
be a preacher.
我要去欧洲受训。
I had to be trained in Europe.
那时候爸爸在香港工作。
And at that time, my father was working in Hong Kong.
在我出发之前。
And before I left, I departed.
我爸爸就说过来。
My father said, come over here.
给我什么呢？
What did he give me?
给我一张国际可以打的电话卡。
He gave me a long distance calling card.
大概暗示非常明显的。
And as we can see here, the hint is very obvious.
去哪里打电话都不用钱的，这个是怪到我的账上，你打电话给我就好了。
And no matter where you are, it doesn't matter because this phone card will bill all the billings to me.
所以父亲的心就是很简单。
So therefore, the heart of father is very simple.
通常都是父母打电话给孩子比较多。
Usually, it's the parents calling the children more often.
孩子没有打给父母呢？
Do the children call their parents?
那么我们转一个角度来看。
Let's turn this into another point of view.
今天我们的神，如果我们是我们的父亲的话。
Today, if our father and our God is our father.
神所要的也可能是很简单。
The thing that God wants from us is very simple as well.
神要的就是要我们来看看他。
All God wants from us is just for us to come and visit and see Him.
一个礼拜超过一天安息日。
Just one day on Sabbath day.
平常有空在家里祷告，跟他讲讲话。
And when you have time at home, pray to Him and just talk to Him.
这是神所要的了。
This is all God wants.
所以我们来想，为什么要来聚会
？So when we think about why we come here for service,
我们不要想得很痛苦。
Don't think that this is something that's so hard to bear.
好像来聚会不来不行。
It's almost as if that you must come, and if you cannot not come.
我们来想为什么聚会。
Then we think about the question, why do we come to attend the Sabbath day service?
我们请来看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's then turn to Hebrews chapter
12.
Chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter
12. 二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
二十二节到二十三节。
Verse
22
to
23. 希伯来书十二章二十二到二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. 23. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of the righteous men made perfect.
这里圣经告诉我们，我们是来到锡安山。
Here the Bible tells us that we have come to Mount Zion.
什么叫做锡安山呢？
Then what is this Mount Zion?
这个就是神的城邑。
This is the heavenly Jerusalem.
这个地方是什么呢？
Then where is this place?
并不是在天国那么远哦。
This is not too far out in heaven.
这个就是属灵的真教会。
This is the true church.
这里天上的耶路撒冷。
This is the heavenly Jerusalem.
这已经来到了。
Because we have come here already.
啊，这里什么形容天上的耶路撒冷呢？
How does it describe the heavenly Jerusalem?
23节这里说，这里是天上诸长子智慧所共聚的总会。
In verse 23, there it says this is the church of the firstborn.
很简单。
This is very simple.
教会就是父亲看到孩子的地方。
The church is the place where the father sees their children.
我们都是儿子。
All of us are the children of God.
神是我们的父。
Our God is our father.
我们都是诸长子。
All of us are firstborn.
所以来聚会就是让父亲看看你。
So when you come to service, it's only so that your father may see you.
我们也来看看爸爸。
So we can also come here to see our father.
这个就是我们父亲所要的。
And this is what our father wants from us.
很简单。
This is very simple.
做起来也很简单。
It's very easy for us to do as well.
但是对父亲的感觉影响就很深了。
But the feeling of the father that he receives is very moving.
那我们做儿女的，在肉身上也有父亲。
And therefore, as children today, we also have father in this world.
如果我们的父亲还健在的话，也要多花时间来关怀我们的老父。
If today our father are still living in this world, then we still have to take more time to care for them.
啊，像我的爸爸已经过世了。
For example, my father has already passed away.
给我多少张电话卡也找不到他。
And no matter how many phone cards you would give me, I cannot find him anymore.
啊，他已经回到主耶稣那边。
Because he has returned back into the arms of Jesus.
那第二点，父亲到底想要什么呢？
The second point, what does the father want from us?
啊，父亲想要的就是得到尊重。
What the father wants is to receive this respect.
啊，尊重这两个字很重要。
Respect is very important.
为什么父亲特别想要得到尊重呢？
Why is it that our father wants this respect?
因为现在社会的压力非常大。
Because today there are much pressures from society.
一般来说，生活的压力担子都在父亲的身上。
Usually all the family burdens and also the income lies on the burdens of the father.
当男人的会觉得说我要赚钱来养家。
And as a man, they would think that I need to make money so that I can make a living for my family.
同样是夫妻都是工作，但是男人的压力会比较大。
Even though both husbands and wife would work, but the pressure lays still more on the man.
还有社会对男人的期待很重。
And also society looks have great expectation for men.
男人达到中年的时候，
men as they reach mid age,
身体会起一些变化。
Their body will start to change.
身体没有以前那么强壮。
They're not as strong in strength as before.
这个时候他会有一种感觉。
And at that time, they will have this feeling.
就是中年的危机。
Which is the midlife crisis.
我已经比不上以前了。
I'm not like before.
别人会不会尊重我呢？
Will people respect me?
如果遇到工作不顺利的时候，
When I face difficulties in my workplace,
别人会不会不尊重我呢？
Will people not respect me?
因为这种感觉很强。
Because this feeling is really great in them.
他的压力很大。
They'll have this great pressure that's in them.
尤其是到中年的时候。
And when they face their mid-age,
有父母的压力。
They have pressure from their parents.
有自己那一代工作的压力。
And they have the pressure of themselves at workplace.
也要管教儿女的压力。
And they also have the pressure of teaching their children.
心中啊，真的是很重担啊。
They have this great burden in them.
所以这个时候他更需要别人尊重。
And therefore at this time, they need more and more respect from others.
中文我们是说要孝顺父母。
In Chinese, we say we have to be filial to our parents.
啊，那其实看英文啊，有另外一个层面的解释。
But in English, there's a whole different level of meaning.
英文孝顺父母就把它翻成 honor your parent.
And in English, we may say that to honor our parents.
就让你的父母啊得到尊敬。
Which is so that our parents may receive respect.
得到光荣。
To receive this glory.
这个我们在日常生活当中可以怎么做得到呢？
Then how can we do this, perform this out in our daily lives?
可以从几个层面来说。
We can see from different levels.
最基本的。
The most, the basic level.
从我们对父亲或者母亲平常的称呼可以看得出来。
As the way how we speak out to our parents, the way how we call them, we can see.
啊，在西方的社会。
In the Western traditions and Western society.
怎么称呼父母呢？
How do we speak to our parents? How do we call them?
他们会觉得直接叫父亲名字很简单。
They would think that it's very easy for them to just call out the name of the father.
如果爸爸叫 Raymond, 就说，哎 ，Raymond。
If the father's name is Raymond, they'll just call him, Hey, Raymond.
这个是存在的。
This exists.
但是我们比较 从圣经里面看的角度。
But when we look at this from the Bible point of view,
我们要尊称我们的父母为父亲。
We need to honor the name of our father.
我们不能直接叫出来。
We cannot just speak out their name.
不能够学西方的这种文化。
We cannot copy this Western society.
另外一个尊重的方法。
Another way of giving respect to our father.
我看到一些在西方长大的家庭啊。
As we can see, there are some families that have grown up in the Western society.
小孩子回到家里了。
And their children have gone back home.
父亲已经在那边了。
And the father's there already.
看到父亲也不会打一声招呼。
They see their father, but they don't even make a move to say hello.
直接就上到房间了。
And they just immediately return back to their rooms.
这种也没有非常的尊敬父母。
This is not a show of respect to your parents.
回来的时候应该跟爸爸妈妈打个招呼，说爸爸妈妈我回来了。
When you return home, you should at least notify your parents that you're back and say, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm back."
不要觉得说整天都在家里都见到了，还讲什么回来了。
Don't think that you've seen them for the whole day at home already. Then why do you need to say that I'm home?
你一句话说爸爸我回来了，或是你看到爸爸回来说爸爸你回来了，哇，这个爸爸就觉得说得到尊重了。
And when you see your father at home, you say, "Father, I'm back." Or when you see your father come back, you say, "Hey, Dad, you're back." This, your father will feel this respect that you have for him.
像我训练我的两个双胞胎，说我回来你要叫我，所以现在我回来，他们说爸爸你回来了，哇，听到就很舒服。
And I've trained my twins that they must say that, "Oh, Daddy, you're back," when I come home. And when they do say that, I feel this comfort in me.
尊重是从最小的事情开始的。
Respect starts from the most little things.
还有怎么来尊重父亲呢？
Then what other ways can we come to respect our parents?
当然是要听父亲的话。
Which to respect our father, we need to listen to his words. 如果他所
教导我们的是合乎圣经的话，
If what his teachings are according to the Bible,
虽然我们不喜欢听，
And even though we might not like to listen to it,
也要想一想，
But we need to think about it.
对我自己有好处的，
Because all these things will bring benefits for us.
是神的道理，
Because this is the word of God.
我也应该要听啊，
Because I should listen to that word of God as well.
那么还有怎么尊重父亲呢？
What else? What other ways can we come to respect our father?
有问题的时候，先找爸爸妈妈。
And when we have problems or questions, we first go ask our father.
现在父母最怕的是什么呢？
What is the thing that parents fear most today?
现在父母最怕的就是儿女发生问题，不会来找父母。
What parents fear most today is that when children face problems, they will not come to ask their advice from their parents.
他会跑到外面去找答案。
And instead, they go out to seek for those answers.
或者他们找朋友解决。
Or they ask their friends to come answer this for them.
这个问题可能越弄越大。
And this problem may have the snowball effect.
所以我们有问题的话。
So what today, if we have problems,
先找爸爸。
Let's go to our fathers
先找妈妈
and ask for advice. Go to our mothers.
这样就是尊重父母的这个表现。
This is a way how we show respect to our parents.
那么转个角度来想。
And we've looked at this in a different perspective.
那我们的天父也需要什么呢？
Then what is it that our Father in Heaven needs?
我们的天父就是需要我们这些做儿女的来尊重这位神，这位天父。
Our Father in Heaven also wants us as children of His to respect Him.
我们请看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
撒母耳记上第二章第三十节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, Far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor. But those who despise me will be disdained.
这里是神对以利先知这个祭司这个家庭所说的预言。
This is a prophecy that the Lord has said to the house of Eli.
本来以利这一家要永远继续在圣殿里面来当祭司的。
In the past, initially, the house of Eli, they were supposed to be in the temple to forever be the priest.
以利他本身不错。
And Eli himself is not too bad.
但是他两个儿子都不尊重神。
But his two sons does not respect God.
这里神讲了一句非常严重、非常重要的话。
So here God says something that is very important.
这个也可以应用在我们生活上面呢。
This can be used and to reflect in our daily life.
这里怎么说呢？
Then what does he say here?
很简单，那个双方面的关系啊。
This is very simple, a relationship of two different sides.
神说，因为尊重我的，我必看重他。
And because the Lord says, those who honor me, I will honor.
如果你藐视我，我也会藐视他。
And if you despise me, I will just be disdained.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
神要的就是我们来尊重他。
All God wants is for us to respect him and to honor him.
神看不见，怎么尊重神呢？
We cannot see God, but how can we honor him?
从几个方面来讲。
From different perspectives, we can talk about this.
很简单。
It's very simple.
第一，不要犯罪。
First,
行为好，就是尊重神啊。
Do not sin, and if you have good actions and good deeds, this is a way of honoring him.
因为我们今天带着真耶稣教会基督徒的这个名称在我们身上。
Because today we have the name of the Lord Jesus on the true Jesus Church in us.
我们一言一行，神都在看。
Every actions, everything we speak, the Lord watches over.
魔鬼也在看。
Satan also watches this over.
世人也在看。
The people in this world also sees.
所以像以利这两个儿子。
So therefore, as we can see, the son of Eli.
他们犯了很严重的罪。
They have sinned greatly.
他们偷圣殿里面的东西。
They have stole the things from the altar.
他们更拿献祭的妇女行奸淫。
They've also offended the woman that came to sacrifice.
所以啊，做了那么不好的事，神当然蒙羞啊。
And therefore, after many things that evil things that they have done, God has not been honored.
所以我们今天要尊重神，这是我们的行为，求神保守。
And today we must honor him in a way, and therefore we should ask him to keep and good make our deeds good.
我们可能很软弱。
We may have many weaknesses.
但是我们只要很悔改。
But as long as we repent,
求神帮助我们。
Ask our Lord to help us.
这样我们就会慢慢的改变。
So then we'll be able to change.
那么再来怎么尊重神呢？
How can we honor our Father in heaven?
尊重神就是尊重自己所做的圣工，我们的职分。
And to honor our God is to honor the work that we do in the church.
以利两个孩子应该是当祭司的工作。
And the sons of Eli, they should be doing the work of the priest.
但是他没有觉得说这个圣工有什么大不了。
But they do not think that this work of being a priest has any great significance.
没有尊重他的工作。
And they do not honor their work.
服侍神并不是一个普通的工作而已。
Because when you serve the Lord, this is not just an ordinary task.
服侍神是神的恩典。
For you to serve the Lord, this is a blessing.
我们要战战兢兢的。
We have to be very careful.
所以以利的儿子没有尊重他祭司的工作，神就说好了，就不用你做了。
And therefore, the sons of Eli did not honor the work of doing the holy work of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord says, okay, then you will not be able to do this.
今天神可能给我们一些工作。
Today, the Lord has given us some work.
无论大小。
It doesn't matter great or small.
我们都要尊重这些工作。
We have to honor this work.
把它做好。
We have to complete it in very complete.
再来怎么尊重神呢？
Then how can we honor our God?
我们看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
十三节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13.
十三到十四节。
Verse 13 to 14.
以赛亚书五十八章十三到十四节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 to 14. 13, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, 14, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
这里最后强调这些话并不是人讲的，而是神亲口讲的。
Lastly, there emphasizes that these words are not spoken by man, it is by the mouth of the Lord.
讲什么呢？
What does he say?
讲什么来尊重神？
All the ways that you can honor him.
神是看不见的，怎么尊重他？
We cannot see our heavenly Father, but how can we honor him?
这里说尊重安息日就是尊重神啊。
They say those who honor make the holy day honorable, then you honor the Lord.
怎么尊重安息日？
Then how can we honor the Sabbath day?
平常我们可以很忙。
Usually in our daily lives, we can be very busy.
我们也应该要忙。
And we should be busy.
为了生活，应该要努力。
For our life, we should strive hard.
但是安息日来到了。
But once we come to Sabbath day,
这是神的安息日。
The Sabbath day has come, the Sabbath day of the Lord.
第十三节就是说，调转我们的脚步。
In verse 13, it says, keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath.
这是 turn around 啊，这里你的脚本来走这边，但是安息日到了，赶快回来，去到神的家。
And which is by not going your own way, which is not when you once you were, you want to go somewhere else, but Sabbath day is here, so you turn your way.
先不要做自己的事情。
First, put down all the things that you're doing.
这样呢，神就会祝福我们。
And then God will bless us.
这里看两个层面，你看第十三节说，你要以安息日为很喜乐的。
And there's two levels. In verse 13, there it says, if you call Sabbath a delight.
我们不要说哇，安息日是重担，不来不行，所以还是要来。
And therefore, we should not think that coming to Sabbath is a burden.
哇，今天安息日太快乐了，我又可以亲近神了。
We should think that coming to Sabbath is a great delight because we can come here to see the God.
所以我们以安息日为喜乐的，神就让我们更喜乐。
And if we make Sabbath day a delight, God will make us even more delightful.
啊，这样子就是神的祝福了。
And this is the blessing of the Lord.
所以神跟我们的爸爸一样。
So our Father, God is just like our Father in this world.
要的很简单。
What they want is something very simple.
就是要我们尊重他。
Which is for us to honor him.
啊，第三点。
The third point.
我们的父亲需要什么呢？
What is it that our Father wants?
我们的父亲需要我们听从他的管教。
Our Father wants us to listen to his teachings.
我们请看箴言第十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言第十三章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 1.
箴言第十三章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 1. A wise son heeds his father's instructions, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke.
这里说智慧的儿子会听父亲的管教的教训。
Here it says a wise son heeds his father's instruction.
箴言呢可以说圣经里面智慧书。
Proverbs in the book of, in the Bible, we can say this is the book of wisdom.
啊，很有智慧。
It's full of wisdom.
我们都常常很喜欢读。
We often like to read this book.
但是我们来看箴言其实是什么情况之下讲出来的话呢？
But when we see when is the book of Proverbs written and so on what level it speaks these words.
我们来看几节啊。
Let's look at a few verses.
第二章第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1.
啊，从第二章第一节开始啊，这里作者就说，我儿，你若领受我的言语，存在我的命令。
Starting from chapter 2, verse 1, it says, the author says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you.
啊，第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
我儿，不要忘记我的法旨。
My son, do not forget my teaching.
啊，第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
众子啊，要听父亲的教训。
Listen, my son, to a father's instruction.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse
1. 我儿，要留心听我的智慧言语。
My son, pay attention to my wisdom.
第六节。第六章第一节
Chapter 6 verse 1
我你若为朋友做保就怎么样怎么样
My son if you have secured for your neighbor
第七章第一节我你又怎么讲
It's the same as for chapter 7 verse 1 starts with my son
如果今天一个爸爸跟孩子讲那么多的话大概儿子就觉得太啰嗦了
And if today a father says that much things to the son will think stop nagging
别人讲的话都比较会听爸爸讲的话就觉得很烦
And the other things that other people say to them, they might listen. But when they hear the words of the father, they'll think that it's such nagging.
但是你看，圣经里面智慧的话是从哪里讲出来的啦？
But we can see from the Bible where are all these words of wisdom coming from.
就是从爸爸的口讲出来的。
It comes from the mouth of the father.
今天我们都可能觉得啊，父母的知识比我们不够多。
Today we all might think that today our parents' wisdoms and knowledge are not as great as ours.
但是我们不要忘记。
But do not forget this.
无论我们今天的学业的成就有多大。
No matter how great you achieve in your education.
我们成功有多少。
No matter how great you have achieved in your life.
我们的父母啊，所经历的、所认识的都比我们多。
What your parents have gone through and what your parents have faced all surpasses everything that we have.
啊，如果我们用照相机来比喻
，For example, if we compare this to a camera,
我们可能只是个普通的镜头而已。
We might just be a very simple lens.
啊，但是我们的父母呢，或是我们的父亲呢，可能是个 wide angle 啊，那个广角镜可以让你看到平常看不到的角度。
But our father might be a wide angle lens because he can see what we cannot see.
所以我们要听父亲的劝教。
Therefore, we should listen to the teachings of the father.
啊，有一个青年呢。
There was this youth.
他刚在工作的时候。
When he just started working.
开始赚一点点钱。
He just started to make a little money.
但是呢，他都要想买一套非常贵的 Hi-Fi。
And he wanted to buy a very expensive set of hi-fi.
反正我都赚钱了。
And he thought to himself, because I'm making money.
这个赚钱不是毕业那种赚钱了，而是还在读书那种打工那种赚小钱。
It's not the kind of work that you work full-time after you graduate, but just part-time job because he is still studying.
反正说要买是刷卡而已嘛。
And therefore he thought to himself, if I want to buy this, then I'll just put it on my visa.
反正现在申请信用卡根本就不用什么，填个表，马上信用卡就寄来了。
Because today it's so easy for people to get Visa cards.
所以他就刷卡，就买了一套十几箱东西的 HiFi， 就搬回家里。
And therefore he just swiped his Visa card and bought a 10 set of very expensive stereos.
搬到家里。
And he took this home.
爸爸一看到。
And the father saw this.
哎，我的儿子啊，这是什么？
And he asked his son, what is this?
这是我的新玩具。
And he said, this is my new toy.
多少钱？
He said, how much is it?
几千块加币。
Oh, just a few thousand Canadian.
爸爸就跟他讲。
And the father said to the son,
你现在还没有正式的到社会工作。
Right now, you have not fully entered into society to work yet.
那么快就培养了花里还没有赚到的钱，这种习惯了。
You have already firmly established being able to spend the money that you cannot make.
这种习惯不好。
This habit is not good.
不是说你不可以买。
I'm not saying that you cannot buy this.
但是你现在还没有这个钱，就要买这个东西了。
But right now you do not have this amount of money for you to buy this.
赶快要去退回来。
And you have to quickly return this.
父亲的命令如山一样压下来，不听不行啊。
And after this father has said this, his command, and you cannot not listen.
这个青年啊，心中很生气。
And therefore, the youth had this anger in him.
怎么那么无理？
And he says, how can you be so unreasonable?
都不了解我的心意。
You don't understand me.
但是爸爸的话不能不听啊。
But he cannot not listen to his father.
一箱一箱就是把他送回去了。
So boxes by boxes, he returned all these things.
他心里想，有一天我赚到钱，你就知道。
And therefore, he thought to himself, one day when I make real money, you'll know.
我要自由。
I want freedom.
所以一边在弄那个箱子送回去的时候，心中一边骂。
And therefore, as he's returning the things back to his store, he was getting mad in his heart.
因为他不明白。
Because he did not understand.
但是很多年之后呢？
But many years later.
当这个爸爸过世了。
After the father has passed away.
这个青年回想这件事情。
This youth had thought about what happened in the past.
我爸爸当年给我的管教。
This teaching that my father had given me.
是对我好的。
Was good for me.
虽然我当时不明白。
And even though at that time I did not understand why,
爸爸这个管教改变我理财的观念。
But this teaching of my father had changed the way how I finance.
改变我怎么样来处理自己事情的观念。
And have changed the way how I deal with things.
我的朋友、我的同学都是还那个 credit card 的债都还不完，哎，我都没有 credit card 的债。
And my friends, they live on paying credit card debt, but I don't have credit card debt.
所以父亲的管教我们要思考。
And therefore the teachings of the Father, we really need to go and think about this.
我们同样，我们属灵的父亲也会管教我们。
It's the same. Our Father in heaven also teaches us.
我们请看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
希伯来书第十二章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
第九到第十节。
Chapter 9 to 10.
希伯来书第十二章第九到第十节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9 to 10. Verse 9. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit and life? Verse 10. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best. For God disciplined us for our good, that we may share in his holiness.
这里告诉我们有两个父亲。
Here it tells us we have two fathers.
第一个是生我们身体的父亲。
Here is the father that have given life to us.
他常会管教我们。
And he will often teach us.
那我们要敬重他。
And we must respect him.
但是另外一个父亲就是生我们灵魂的父亲。
But another father is what gave us life for our spirit.
他要提醒我们的，要管教我们的，就是跟我们的心灵、灵魂的东西有关系。
And he teaches us that for us to receive this.We must has to do with our spirituality.
我们的灵性，我们的得救，我们不要犯罪，我们要亲近神这种东西。
He teaches us the things how we should not sin and how we should draw closer to Him.
有一个姐妹啊。
There was a sister.
她对参加安息日 在其他国家的一个姐妹啊，她对这个安息日刚刚开始没有非常的看重。
And in this, there was in another country, there was a sister that he didn't look greatly upon on obeying the Sabbath.
啊，但是她有个体验呢。
But he had an experience.
后来他有一个体验呢，他告诉我们。
In the later future, he had this experience, and she told me.
我每一次哦，那个礼拜比较懒，不来守安息日。
And she said that that very week that I did not come to obey Sabbath because I was a little bit lazy.
神就好像会提醒我。
It's almost as if God would remind me.
有时候车子会碰到一点点。
And sometimes I may get scratches on my car.
有时候不来聚会那个礼拜，整个礼拜做事都很不顺利。
And sometimes when I don't come for Sabbath that whole week, it will not go smoothly.
她觉得哇，为什么神都好像每天要找她？
And she thought to herself, why is it that God wants to find her every day?
但是另外一个姐妹就勉励她。
And another sister encouraged her.
她说你想想看。
And she said, think about this.
神爱你才会提醒你。
It is because God loves you that because therefore he reminds you.
如果神都完全不理你。
And one day if God no longer reminds you.
随便你走。
Doesn't matter where you go.
跑到很远。
You can go afar.
跑到迷失了。
You can go until you're lost.
这样子对你来说是好吗？
Do you think this is good for you?
神管教就是爱你。
Because the Lord teaches you, that's because he loves you.
这个姐妹一听说，对哦，这是神的爱。
And therefore, when the sister heard that, he thought to herself that this is true, this is the love of God.
要管教是要需要精神的。
And for someone to teach another person, you need to have the strength.
要管教有时候需要眼泪的。
Sometimes when you want to teach,
就是你打小孩的时候，自己打小孩手，小孩的手痛，你也手的痛啊。
And when you want to teach your children, when you discipline them, when you hit them, you might feel this pain in you. It causes tears.
我们要这样想，神有时候管教我们，神的心也在痛。
We have to think like this. When God wants to teach us, His heart is aching.
所以啊，这里说我们要听从神的管教。
And therefore, here it tells us that we should listen to the discipline and the teachings of our Father.
懂我们的父所需要的东西啊。
And this is what God, our Father, wants.
啊，最后一点，我们的父想要什么呢？
Last point, what is it that our Father wants?
我们的父亲需要我们的包容。
Our Father wants us to be able to accept Him.
哦，我们请看创世纪第九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章。
Genesis chapter 9.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪第九章第二十节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 20.
二十到二十三节。
20 to 23. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. 21. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. 22. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father nakedness and told his two brothers outside. 23. But Shem and Jephthah put a garment and laid it across his shoulder, and then they walked in backward and covered his father's nakedness. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their father's nakedness.
挪亚的故事我们非常清楚。
The story of Noah were very clear.
他是个义人。
He was a righteous man.
神叫他做方舟，救他自己跟一家。
And God told him to make an ark, and that's just his family.
他都遵着神的命令来做了。
And he obeyed what God commanded him, and he proceeded.
结果救了全家。
And he saved his whole household.
但是信仰就是这样。
But this is how our belief is.
当我们以为自己最安全的时候。
Once when we think we're at the safest zone.
我们自己最有信心的时候。
When we have the most faith.
就会出问题。
We'll face problems.
在方舟里面，挪亚没有出问题。
In the ark, he did not face any problems.
出来方舟之后，就放松了。
And after he had left the ark, he had let loose.
他变成一个农夫。
He became a farmer.
种了很多葡萄。
And he had planted a vineyard.
有葡萄当然用来做酒了。
And of course, when you have grapes, vineyard, you will make wine.
啊，很多酒，当然常常喝了。
And if you have lots of wine, you would drink.
喝了就醉了。
And when you drink often, you would be drunk.
醉了自己做什么都不知道。
And after you're drunk, the things that you do, you don't even know yourself.
在帐篷里面自己脱光衣服。
And in the tent, he had taken all his clothes off.
挪亚是一个好父亲。
Noah was a good father.
是个义人。
He was a righteous man.
他也有软弱的时候。
But he has times of weakness.
中国有句话，天下没有不是的父母。
And there's a Chinese saying that there is no parent in this world that has never done any wrong.
这句话不完全对。
This saying is not fully correct.
谁没有错?
Who doesn't have wrong?
动机可能很好。
Even though initially you wanted to do good.
做法可能做错了。
But the way how you proceed on to doing this action might not have been good.
义人也有赤身露体的时候。
Righteous man may have times of nakedness.
这个时候怎么办呢？
What happens then?
但儿子的怎么办呢？
What happens when what does the son do here?
这有两种不同的表现。
Here are two different reactions.
二十二节啊，其中一个儿子就是啊，这个迦南的父亲呢，寒呢，看见他父亲侧身呢，就到外面告诉他两个兄弟。
Ham, the father of Canaan, and he saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside.
看到自己爸爸软弱了，怎么办呢？
They saw their father had fallen short and has weakness. What happens here?
看不起爸爸。
And he didn't even respect. He looked down on his father.
不单只没有帮爸爸盖住这个羞耻。
Not only did he not cover his father's nakedness.
反而到处去讲。
But instead, he went out to tell many people.
这样是很不好的。
This is something that's not good.
爸爸后来知道了。
After when the father knew about this.
很伤心。
He was very sad.
也很生气。
And he was also very mad.
那么转过来了，另外两个儿子怎么做呢？
And on the other side, how did the other two sons do?
23节。
23.
于是闪跟亚伯拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去，给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲的赤身了。
23. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulder. Then they walked in backward and covered their father's nakedness.
这个才是好的态度。
This is the correct way.
爸爸不是完全人。
Our father are not perfect people.
妈妈也不是完全人。
Our mothers are not perfect people.
我的先生也不是完全人。
My husband is not a perfect person.
我太太也不是完全人。
My wife is not a perfect person.
因为我自己也不是完全人。
Because I myself am not perfect.
怎么办？
What can I do?
他软弱的时候。
At times of weakness.
他没有穿衣服的时候。
At times of his nakedness.
我拿着衣服盖住他。
I will cover him with a garment.
因为他现在不知道啊。
Because right now he does not know what he's doing.
等他醒了之后。
When he awakes.
他自己就会知道。
He will know.
所以今天也是不单只是父子之间的这个关系啊。
So therefore today, this is not only lies on the relationship of son and father.
这种态度可以应用在我们所有的关系上面。
This attitude can be used on all the different kinds of relationships we have in this world.
别人有软弱了。
When other people have weaknesses.
夫妻之间发现对方有软弱了。
When we find weaknesses in one another, in husband and wife,
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
你不是挑他。
You do not nag them and to pick out their problems.
挖他。
And you do not purposely dig out all these things.
不是去攻击他。
And not to attack them.
你帮他说，啊，我先帮你盖住。
But what you should do, you should just cover them up.
以后你就会知道。
In the future, you'll know.
所以这是神所提醒我们的。
And therefore, this is what God reminds us.
啊，如果我们的父亲有软弱。
If today our father has weakness.
如果我们的妈妈有软弱。
When our moms grow weak.
彼此的体谅。
Please, to have compassion for one another.
为他们来祷告。
To pray for them.
所以，我们父亲想要什么呢？
So what is it that our father wants?
大概不是那些照相机啊，电脑啊。
I do not think.
电视啊。
It's the TV, cameras, those high-tech things.
我们的神需要什么呢？
What is it that our God wants?
我们同心来唱赞美诗，68首。
Let's all sing hymns 68.